Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-37569. Lisa, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm glad to talk to you today.
How may I help?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I have a 32 going on 33-year-old daughter who has a mental illness. She finally agreed to go to a psychiatrist with me last Thursday. She put her on Seroquel to help with her mood. We believe she has bipolar disorder. And so I'm kind of going through this for the first week with her right now. She's very resistant to going back to the psychiatrist. And I want to make sure that I am using his time wisely and my time wisely with her, because I want to make sure I'm getting, you know, the best treatment options for her. And I don't know if I did things properly by, you know, calling the psychiatrist that was referred to me by a friend, because I didn't know where else to turn.
All right. Let me just ask you a couple questions. You said that you suspect that she's bipolar. How long has this been going on?
I have to think probably since about 2000, after my mother passed away, is when I can really pinpoint it.
Right. So 2000 would be 15 years ago, so that would make her like 18 or 19. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So has it been undiagnosed for all those 15 years, just suspected?
Well, when she was a child, she had attention deficit, so some of her symptoms were what I thought was ADD. Some were depression. She's had and lost 18 jobs since she was probably 16 years old. Longest one she held was 6 years, the next was 3 years. And
well, those are pretty. So, those are 6 years and 3 years are pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
What were the spate of the other ones? Over
you know,
what period of time
here,
were they before?
There.
But were those before the six? And I mean, not basically. You're telling me in the last 18 years, she's what did you say? 16 jobs or something?
18.
Okay, so that's basically one a year, but she was 9 years in those two jobs, the 6 year
right.
and the 3 year. So when had been the spate of jobs she couldn't hang on to, before or after the six and three?
There was the one that she had for 3 years from the time she was about 18 till 21.
Okay.
And she had injured herself on the job, so she basically got let go because she was experiencing pain and calling in too often. Then she had a series of jobs in between, one that she got in 2006 that she held on to for 6 years, but it was at a bank, and so they kind of like sent her to different branches. If she didn't work out at a certain branch, she would be sent to another branch until they could build a case, you know, to let her go. And so they built one finally for her, and then they let her go because of failure to follow proper procedure on a particular thing. But during that time, she had also had a year off for what they think she might have had was fibromyalgia and depression.
Okay. So is she living with you?
No, she lives on her own, and it's
well. That's good.
Pretty impossible for us to live together because of her outburst, and so we supplemented her for a little while, and then she got another job finally last March, but she lost in October.
What was the job that she got that she left?
She was an intake person at a short-term rehabilitation facility for people that had had surgeries or heart attacks.
And what was the problem? Why did they let her go?
She had been having difficulty with her manager, and then back in October, she had gotten into a car accident, which aggravated her condition in her neck and upper shoulder, and then she also has anxiety issues, and when it came to driving, she was scared to drive after the accident, so the doctor had told her to take a few days off, and they let her go because of attendance.
Okay. All right, so how does she support herself now?
Well, that was another thing. She does things without my knowledge, and she signed up for student loans to go to school, and she got a grant, so she was able to make some of her bills, but I didn't know that she had lost her job until probably January. She never told me that she had lost her job, and I thought she was going to work, because she had never asked for any money or anything.
Well, either. I mean, look, it sounds like she may have some issues that prevent her from having a very stable work life, but at least she's self-sufficient. And I can hear that it was a little troublesome that she didn't tell you that she lost her job, but
right.
I mean, she's at least self-reliant. She's not asking you for money. She's not asking for a handout. And presumably it's not, you know, it's not her favorite thing to sort of admit that she just blew through another job, so.
Right, no, she didn't want to disappoint me.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
So
who was the one who came up with the diagnosis of bipolarity? Was that you or her a psychiatrist? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we haven't done any official testing, but when we met with the psychiatrist the other day, she had given him a list of what she had been going through, and then she read on the wall of the waiting room there was, you know, bipolar symptoms of depression, symptoms of
mm-hmm.
other
of mania,
conditions.
yeah.
And so she said that everything that was on that, you know, the bipolar symptoms list is what she's been feeling. And I know that she goes through bouts of, you know, the mania and then depression over the years, but I never really could put a finger on it, and I could never get her to, you know, commit to going to see someone either.
So why did she do it now?
She was kind of in denial for a long time. What's that?
Why is she going now?
Because I had received a very lengthy text from her saying she couldn't go on anymore. It sounded almost suicidal.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I was very concerned.
Well, I mean, good for her, good for you. I mean, not happy, but good for her for understanding that she really needs some help, and good for you for understanding that. So at this moment, you've taken her to the therapist. She's seen
mm-hmm.
the therapist once. So where are we going from here?
Well, today I had an encounter with her because I'm having to work to get some forgiveness on her student loan, because she can't do the work. She's mentally unable to do the work now that she signed up for at her school. So she goes into a rage when she gets upset. And so today I was faced with that. It was out in the parking lot of her apartment. She won't let me in because her apartment's very messy. So anyway, she went to a rage, and, you know, she did not want to go see the doctor. She was very upset the other day about, you know, the medicine wasn't working, and I said, well, you have to give it time. He said it would take more than 5 days, but he wanted to check back with her on Thursday to see, you know, how it was going, and so she was...
All right, let me stop you here for just a second. We'll come back. I mean, there's I hear the dilemma. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Lisa, who's faced with an issue that has affected a lot of people, which is an adult child who has psychological issues. And it is a complicated issue because they're not children. And how do you manage them? I mean, how do they manage the problem? And, I mean, I hear the dilemma that you want to get her some help, that both of you feel she needs some help. But the question is, how do you do it and still allow her to feel that she has some control over her own life? And I mean, I hear quite clearly that that's part of what's going on here, is that she feels that, that it's her issue, and that she should be able to do what she wants to do. And then the issue of, but what if instead of telling her what to do and to say, what would you like? Is there anything I can help you with? Is there something you want me to do about, for example, the student loan? Because I think the more you try and tell her what to do, I mean, she's feeling frightened at this moment. She's feeling depressed. I mean, she's really having some, understandably, major issues here. And the problem is that you taking care of them is not going to work for her. It's probably not going to work for you either. So the question is, how do you navigate that?
Right.
And because I hear, but you can see it too, that she, even through all of this, that she's really tried to maintain a sense of independence, a sense of integrity, a sense of pride, a sense that she can be in charge of her own life, that she can run her own life, whether that's realistic or not. And when it breaks down, it's embarrassing for her. And I mean, nobody likes to feel that at 30 some that you're having to deal with your mom taking care of your life. So it's understandable, and I understand from your point of view that you're feeling really flummoxed, that you love her, you want to take care of her, that she's running up a debt at this moment. But I think it's not going to work to do anything except saying to her, what do you want me to do? And she says nothing. You may have to go along with that. I mean, the good news about her being an adult is that if she runs into financial issues with a loan, I mean, that she's not a child. Presumably, you're not going to be responsible for them. And she may have to declare bankruptcy. And I don't know what the issue is when there's a mental health issue involved. Presumably, that would have some bearing. So documenting the fact of her seeing a therapist and being on medication may be important. But I just I know that you're feeling, I think you're asking exactly the right question, which is, what can I do to help her? But I think you're going to have to ask her, because otherwise anything you do, even if you're completely right, even if what you're doing makes a huge amount of sense, is not going to work for her.
Right. Something that I want to know is, when I do go to the psychiatrist with her, are there certain tests that are done to assure a proper diagnosis, or is it
not
just based
really
on her symptoms? Okay.
Not really, yeah. I mean, especially with... I mean, and it's almost, I mean, first of all, bipolarity, as you can imagine, is a very difficult diagnosis because you have to see both. And as you've already discovered, she's much more likely to seek help when she's feeling depressed than when she's in the manic episode. A manic episode feels terrific for her. It may drive you a little nuts, but she's, I mean, she's having a great time.
Yes, she is.
So it's when she's depressed that things are going to bottom out. So people are much more likely to seek help when they're depressed. And the problem is that traditional medications for depression not only don't work on bipolarity, but can exacerbate it. So it's a really tricky diagnosis, number one.
He's
number two.
He's on Zoloft right now, too, with that circle.
Well,
but I think he didn't want to take her off of that, because I know that you can't just suddenly go off of antidepressants either.
No, you can't. You really can't.
Other
and
issues.
I'm not sure that Zoloft is exactly what I'd put her on for bipolarity anyway, but, second-guessing him is not going to be terribly
possible.
He didn't
put her on it. He didn't put her on it. It was a internist. Family
doctor. Don't let your internist put you on psychotropic medication under any circumstances. They're just, I mean, it's the wrong medication. Does her psychiatrist know that that's what she's on?
Yes, he's aware of that, and that was, something that we discussed, and he said, well, I don't like to have my patients on that, plus that, but she's on it right now, so we
Well, and she's only been on it for, it sounds like, a couple of days.
Well, on the Seroquel since Thursday, but she's been on Zoloft probably for a few months now.
Is she getting is she getting any relief from it? Or is she feeling any better with it?
She said that she was feeling a little better on the Zoloft. It helped with easing her pain symptoms as well. Because I know with depression, you can also have exacerbated pain.
Absolutely.
So, but the one thing that the psychiatrist mentioned was that there's a genetic testing that can be done to see and help with medicine selection. Have you ever heard of that?
It depends what we're, you know, he's probably going to be more up to date on that than I am. I think it's a legitimate question and ask him.
Mm-hmm.
There is some notion that bipolarity in particular has a genetic component. Do you have any family history of that you know of?
I know my mother was depressed from the age of 18 all the way through her adult life till she died. She had issues with depression. So whether she was bipolar, I don't recall any, episodes or anything, but she had a severe depression because she lost parents and a baby and, you know.
And your psychiatrist knows about that. Her psychiatrist knows about it.
He, in the family history part, we talked about that, and then I have a sister that suffers as well as a brother, and then some cousins, too.
Well, that's a pretty provocative family history.
Yeah.
The likelihood is certainly pretty high that she would, you know, that she would certainly fall into that category.
All right.
I think, first of all, what I would do if I were in your shoes at this moment, as I said, the medication issue is kind of a cloudy one at this moment, and there's really not a whole lot you're going to be able to do about it except hang in temporarily, I think, and asking her. I mean, I think having the psychiatrist keep an eye on it, having her give you some feedback, and I would just ask her point blank. I would say, look, I can either ask you every day how you're feeling, or that may just feel really intrusive. So
right.
I'm your mom. I'm here for you, and let's just make an umbrella comment that says, if you want me to do something, you direct me, whether it's your student loan or coming over and holding your hand or taking you to the therapist. You tell me rather than me telling you. I don't want you to feel that you're a child again.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to feel that you are independent. You've hit a rough patch, but I'm here for you in whatever way you want, not in whatever way I want. And that should help her to at least feel a little bit of emotional independence. The issue, and I think you've got a bunch of issues to look at. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. Do you have a little bit more time with me?
Yes, please.
Okay, and we'll just go through some of the issues, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, Lisa really is talking about what's really important to her, which is her daughter, who's having a tough time and has probably been having a tough time for quite some time culminating in seeing a therapist finally, as opposed to her family doctor, fairly recently, and being put on a different kind of medication. But again, I think that your role is to essentially make yourself available to see as a consultant, as basically saying, look, you know, I'm here for you. And I think I would go through the issues that are, you know, are obvious to both of you, which is the medication, therapist, jobs, and her student loans, and just say, these are the four areas that I see. tell me what if there's something I've left off, if there's something that I can do, something you'd like me to do. But I would really leave it at that, and then try your very best not to be pushy about it, saying, okay, can we get back on this? I think you're just going to have to let her find her own, you know, her own rhythm about this, which is going to be very difficult for you, because I know you love her and you're watching kind of things fall down around her ears. But clearly this is a young woman who really values her privacy and her ability to sort through things on her own, and I think you're just going to have to honor that for right now, as difficult as I'm sure that is.
Right. Well, I've been doing a lot of the square breathing and trying to remain calm, but it is tough at times because of some of the things that she sends to me through text and then things that
well, and I think what you need to do is look. Let me just tell you a quick story. I had somebody I've known for a very long time. I haven't been in huge amount of touch, but was, you know, had known this person for a long time, and this person was having a very hard time. And I said, look, why don't you just come here and we'll have, you know, a fun weekend, and I'll take you to fun places, and we'll do fun stuff, and said, okay, so go and meet this person, take her to a party, and she was doing some pretty serious acting out of sort of being kind of silly and not, you know, all sorts of kind of weird behaviors.
Okay.
And I finally, you know, thought, well, okay, I could just go and I don't need to either judge this or deal with it, but, you know, it's was really being very difficult. At which point, she said something to me, and I said, well, you know, it just, I was trying to do things that would make you happy, and it doesn't seem to be working, whatever. So, And sort of everybody went to bed, and the next morning get up early, and she's packed. Now, she's supposed to be here for like 3 or 4 days, and she's packed. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I don't think I belong here anymore. And I planned, you know, all this fun stuff to do and yada, yada. And I was really, I mean, I felt terrible about it, you know, sort of not clear about, I mean, anything. And so my sister called me about something else, and I said, oh, yeah. And she said, Joy, this is the cancer talking, and you just can't hold her responsible for any of this right now, that people who are as sick as she is are not going to be reasonable. They're going to feel angry and frightened. They're going to be angry with you because you're not sick. And so you just are going to have to not take any of it personally. And I guess I would tell you the same thing, that right now your daughter is terrified. She feels that she can't trust her emotions, that she can't do anything, that things that used to make her happy don't, that even when she's happy, it's bad enough that you can't trust your emotions when you're unhappy and figure out, well, why am I unhappy, and having no idea, just I don't belong on this earth, no matter what I do, it's wrong. That feels terrible enough. But when you're feeling good and you can't trust those feelings either, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that really defines terror. So right now, I think what you're going to have to do is just not take it personally. And I know that that's I know it's a lot easier to say than to do, but I think you could just hear me in saying in your ear, it's just the cancer talking. And she doesn't have cancer, thank goodness.
Right.
But it is a different kind of situation. And to a certain extent, a lot of the rules don't apply. Some of the rules still have to, as you can hear me say, that she really needs to have some sense that she has some control over her own destiny, because right now she feels completely out of control. So you doing things for her, believe it or not, on some level will be very reassuring, and in some ways will be terrifying to her. So doing things for her is not as valuable as saying, what can I do for you? Tell me what I can do. And she may not know. She may change from moment to moment. And just say, look, all I want you to know is I'm here for you. And all you have to do is tell me these are the areas that I see, but whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
But she just doesn't want to relinquish the... She still wants to have control, which I understand.
Well, of course she does. And so would you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
But it won't get done unless I do it, so I have
to... Well, but maybe... No. Hear what I'm saying. Then maybe it doesn't get done. And maybe that's okay. This is her life, not yours. This is her journey, only partially yours.
Okay?
And that's what you have to keep telling yourself every time, because that tendency to say, well, I can do it better than you can, which is probably true, but understand that's what basically every parent feels about every kid, and not only when they're little, but sometimes when they're not so little. And it's not helpful. That even when it's true, it's not helpful.
I've tried to keep my boundaries, you know, and stay out of things myself with her, but...
Let her set the boundaries.
Yeah.
That's what you have to keep telling yourself. And you need, and here's what I do. I would say to her, anytime you feel like I'm kind of stepping in your life without your permission, you tell me, and what I will do is I will give you $20 at the moment. That will keep both of you very, because she will have exactly the same response that you did. She will laugh.
She will like that, yeah.
Yes, but also we'll keep you very honest. You better go to the ATM and make sure that you have some 20s on you. Because it's not, you know, there's no, she shouldn't let you draw a tab. This is something that you're going to have to keep up with. Because it'll keep you honest. It'll remind you. Because your instinct, clearly, is to take care of, which is okay under ordinary circumstances. Just not okay now.
Yes.
Okay.
She has asked for the help, but I will remain.
When she asks for the help, understand it's not blanket, and it's time specific and option specific. All right.
Okay.
And you can tell her, but before you do any of this, I would say to her, anytime you feel like I'm messing around in an area that's not, you know, that I shouldn't be, you tell me, and I'll give you $20 on the spot.
Okay.
All right.
I think she'll like that. All right.
I think she will too.
I appreciate you spending so much time with me today. And I do love your show.
Well, thank you. Good luck, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yeah. if all of us knew, well, if all of us knew, that's, I guess that's one of the questions, isn't it? If we knew. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm trying to find, Manny, I'm trying to find the article I just sent to you. I think I may have, well, I'll get it out of sent. I reminded myself, I finally remembered why I had put up what's the most dangerous animal, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, somebody sent me an email about who's scarier, bears or sharks. Right, did you look at this?
I did look at it, yeah.
There have been 16 fatal black bear attacks on humans in North America since 2000. 14 of those fatal attacks were in the wild. So you're supposed to travel in two or three. Fatal attacks were more common when people traveled singly or in pairs.
So 16, there were 16 attacks since
2000. 16 fatal attacks.
Fatal attacks. And 14 of them were in the wild. So where were the other two? Were they at, like, a zoo? Or
in the motel with the tiger. I don't know. I presume they could have been, like, in a zoo or something.
Yeah.
Back away slowly. If a bear chomps, jaw, lungs, or slaps ground or brushes with a paw, he feels threatened. I'm not going to study. Stay calm. Don't run. Pick up children so they don't run. The bears have a color vision, a keen sense of smell. They climb trees really well, and they're good swimmers. They're intelligent, curious, and can run up to 35 miles an hour and can weigh up to 600 pounds. A black bear that is stalking may be deterred, maybe, by aggressive actions such as shouting, spraying it with bear spray, or hitting it with rocks. I don't know.
Scary stuff.
Carry bear spray. Keep food and garbage away. Right? So now we're talking about bats. This is a scary program today. Maybe not for children, right? We'll talk about sharks when we return. Not necessarily a friendly lawyer. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we were talking about dangerous animals. And apparently danger is kind of in the eye of the victim, right? So it turns out they said that a shark is one of the most successful creatures on the planet. First sharks appeared over 300 million years ago. They've changed relatively little in the last 60 million years. The shark's prey are many, his enemies are few. He's an efficient killing machine. It says shark attacks may be motivated by more than mere hunger. There's evidence that shark has a fighting instinct, that he attacks for reasons of true aggression, probably to protect territory, personal space, or status. Or just because he's bored. I just made that up. The seas of our shore are basically, they're saying a prowl. I didn't even know that was a word. Proven man-eaters include blue shark, tiger shark, bull shark, mako, hammerhead, and most fearsome of all, the great white shark. Mm-hmm. They're superbly equipped to detect low-frequency vibration. Basically, the erratic noises made by wounded fish and poor swimmers. He can hone in on those peculiar sounds from hundreds of yards away and swim smoothly. The great white is the most dangerous. The largest yet captured measured 21 feet and weighed over, are you ready for this, 3.5 tons.
Oh, look.
They said they undoubtedly grow even larger.
Wow.
The known food of the great white shark includes mackerel, tuna, porpoise, seal, other sharks, and on occasion, dum dum dum, man. It says, for all large animals found in the sea, man is the easiest prey because we don't swim as well.
Right.
All right, a major portion of the shark's brain is devoted to the sense of smell. An incredibly small concentration of blood in the water can arouse his feeding desire and bring him running to the source from far away, hence the term feeding frenzy. If you are bleeding, get out of the water. I agreed with that. A shark is a tooth-making machine, and the teeth you see in the shark's gaping mouth aren't the half of it. Behind the front row lay at least 4 to 6 more rows. Razor-sharp cutting and tearing tools. They are often serrated like a steak knife. When a tooth is lost, a new tooth replaces it. In one chomp, a shark can inflict a wound which is massive and almost surgically precise. The mako can leap 20 feet out of the water, and it's been reported to swim at 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
Okay, so I guess given sharks versus bears, I don't know. I think the sharks win, don't you?
Yeah, I think if we did a little tail of the tape there, I think the shark would have the edge.
Okay, a shark doesn't actually even have to bite you to hurt you. His skin is extremely rough, covered with tiny dentical structures very similar to teeth.
Mm.
Rub him the wrong way, and he can severely abrade your skin.
Wow.
Cool. Shark attacks. See, this, I was wrong about this. Shark attacks occur in water of every depth. They have killed in the open sea and at the surf line. Some of the worst attacks occurred in water only knee-deep.
Mm.
Okay, I think I'm staying out of the water as well. A shark's vision is far from poor. Like a panther, his eyes are designed to be efficient in very dim light. In the dark, the shark has a special advantage over you. Never swim at night. Remember, dum, dum, dum. Remember that scene in Jaws?
Mm-hmm.
The girl swimming at night?
Yep.
They'll attract practically anything. Floating barrels, life rafts, whaling propellers, and boats. One boat shark attacked a 35-foot fishing boat toward planking from the bottom and sank it.
Wow.
Turns out freshwater swimmers are not necessarily safe from sharks. This is terrible news. A lake in Central America contains some of the most voracious sharks in the world. Experiments have proven that some sharks travel 100 miles of river to get there. I didn't know that. Three of the worst shark attacks in U.S. history occurred in a brackish New Jersey creek 20 miles from the open sea. Okay. All right, do not listen to this program just before you go to bed tonight. It will scare the living daylights out of you. What can I tell you? See, I knew that I'd found this someplace. But I'm you know, I clearly didn't read it very much, or I probably would never sleep again. I mean, did you know all that stuff about? I knew more about bears than I knew about sharks, and most of the stuff I knew about sharks I knew from reading Jaws.
Well, the thing about the shark's skin, I definitely did not know about that. It's essentially very rough, and it can, you know, cause.
Yeah, basically take your skin. But think about what shark skin. I mean, sharks skin like boots and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I actually knew a little bit about that. Yeah, it's pretty abrasive. Mm. They're really, I mean, they're one of the oldest things that they and cockroaches.
Yeah.
Are one of the oldest things on the planet. A really efficient killing machine. And there's the line from Woody Allen that, you know, our relationship is a shark. It either moves or it dies. That's true. Sharks don't, I don't think it was actually mentioned in this particular article, that sharks don't have a flotation bladder. So they can't sleep. They're always moving, which is maybe why they have such nasty dispositions. I don't think it even mentioned it here in this article, which had all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See if it has it. But that's always the reason, you know, if you hadn't gotten any sleep for 300 million years, you'd be kind of cranky as well. There are 300 species of sharks. Did you know that?
I didn't know that there were that many, no.
I didn't either. Most are predators, born with a full set of teeth and the instinct to use them. Even a shark much smaller than a man has the ability to inflict fatal injuries.
Yeah, I mean, depending on where it would bite you.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we've knocked out camping and swimming, I guess everybody's going to stay home and listen to the radio over the summer because there's no place safe, right? And we've got bats. So, all right. You know, I maybe the DVDs I should go into more detail because everybody's going to be staying home. You can't even go out. You know, you can't even go out to your neighborhood theater because there could be a bear on the way. No, probably not.
You probably don't want to watch Jaws after listening to today's show.
I don't think so. Right. Yeah. Or read Jaws. Or read anything about bears. Or and maybe you should put your kids' teddy bear someplace very far away. I don't know. I don't know about scaring the daylights out of you guys. I certainly scared the daylights out of myself.
Yeah. I'm a little apprehensive going to a beach now. To get in the water,
exactly.
At least.
Well, and fresh water isn't even the cure.
Right.
And, in you know, up to your ankles, which is a bad metaphor. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.